Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 248. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 248. Whatever suffers is not part of me. I have disowned the truth. Now let me be as faithful in disowning falsity. Whatever suffers is not part of me. What grieves is not myself. What is in pain is but illusion in my mind. What dies was never living in reality, and did but mock the truth about myself. Now I disown self-concepts and deceits and lies about the Holy Son of God. Now am I ready to accept Him back as God created Him and as He is. Father, my ancient love for You returns. And let me love Your Son again as well. Father, I am as You created me. Now is Your love remembered, and my own. Now do I understand that they are one. Amen. Whatever suffers is not a part of me. As I contemplate this, I look at what sickness is. I am the awareness that allows the sickness to arise in awareness. For example, I am the awareness that is allowing this flu to come up. But I may believe that I have the flu, that me and the flu are one. And I find that I am suffering from the flu. I do not want the flu, which really means I do not want the flu to be in my awareness. And because I am believing the flu and I are one, that is when I use magic to remove it from my awareness. It is the judging of it that alerts me to the fact that I have found identity in it. And so when I cannot separate myself from identifying with what is in awareness, which is causing the suffering, that is when I do whatever I can do to take it out of my awareness, to relieve the suffering. It may be I take some medicine, which I have faith in, believing it can remove the illness, removing it from my awareness. That is an example of believing I am the illness. The opposite example. There was a guru who had esophagus cancer, and he said it's painful. And his followers asked him, "If you are a realized person, why do you still have pain?" And he said to them, "There is pain, but it isn't me." And so when I find myself suffering, I am always believing I am what is in awareness, and I am judging it as suffering. For the guru, he didn't have a need to take the pain out of his awareness because he didn't have a judgment about it. He knew he wasn't suffering. When we have a judgment about what is in our awareness, that is when we use magic to get it out of our awareness. For me, I am drawn to a practice of when I hear myself say, I am XYZ, to stop and correctly say instead, I am the awareness, allowing the XYZ to come up. Magic is anything I do to take something out of my awareness. I use magic because I am not in allowance of the thing in awareness. The happy dream is the living from the space of I am the awareness. I am in the awareness of what is happening in my awareness, and it doesn't matter what is happening. I am at peace with it. That is the happy dream. The first line of the lesson says, "Now I have disowned the truth." What does that look like? Disowning the truth is believing what follows after the statement, I am. When I say, I am XYZ, and I believe XYZ, that is disowning the truth. And the next line says, now let me be faithful in disowning the falsity. Which is saying, I want to be faithful in letting go of the belief in XYZ, remembering I am. And when I find a block to returning to I am, that is when I use self-inquiry to get back to the truth of who I am. To get back to I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to return to and be grounded in the truth that I am. Help me to become alerted to when I have believed my identity is anything other. I give my willingness and devotion to be guided by truth. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we sit quietly. And in the quiet, we ask, who am I? Can the truth of who I am suffer? If there is no place to go, no past or future, no problem to solve, who am I? Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in the question, is there a who that suffers? Namaste.